بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألف لام را تلك آيات الكتاب المبين.
إنا أنزلناه قرآنا عربيا لعلكم تعقلون. نحن نقص عليك أحسن القصص بما أوحينا إليك هذا القرآن وإن كنت من قبله لمن الغافلين.
Excellency Table Decker. Excellency. Excellency Table Decker. May Amon bless Apophis.
Greetings to Priest Kimini.
May Amon accept your prayer. I have always said that Apophis is a faithful man, contrary to his master Amenhotep III.
My faith is far less than my pharaoh's. A pharaoh is a semi-god. How can he have no faith?
He and Potiphar are both faithless men. I'm sure that many a time you have witnessed his disrespecting the temple priests and gods. Have you not?
I have. However, the gods are entitled to converse with one another. in any way they choose. It's not a sign of faithlessness.
Are the gods entitled to destroy each other as well?
That's impossible.
Then you are uninformed. Amenhotep has ordered Potiphar to attack the temple and annihilate Amon.
I don't believe it. No, I don't believe it. The pharaoh would never issue such an order.
Ankh-Mahu, the high priest, never lies. I can take you to him. Then you can ask him yourself.
If that is indeed true, Amon will punish them severely.
Amon has punished Potiphar already. Amenhotep's turn shall come soon. Have you heard about the scandalous affair between Potiphar's wife, Zuleika, and her foreign Hebrew slave?
You mean Potiphar and his wife have been cursed by Amon?
Oh, without a doubt. This scandalous affair has besmirched the name and reputation of Potiphar amongst all the people. I can take you to the high priest if you would like.
That is my greatest wish. I will certainly come.
Of course. Unfortunately, he is unavailable at the moment. But I shall take you to him as soon as he returns.
Yusarsif is a chaste man. I have heard Zuleika has been making eyes at him for a long time and has many times made a pass at him. Yusarsif has refrained. Until a few days ago when they were seen together. The whole city is talking about it.
She's an aristocrat. The second lady of Egypt. How could she be so disloyal? Potiphar. Potiphar should have her killed.
People are saying she's head over heels in love with Yusarsif. And when Yusarsif's name was mentioned at the feast, she went pale.
You know well this is her heart's doing. She's fallen in love with Yusarsif, but he doesn't submit himself to her desire. Naturally, Zuleika couldn't contain herself and attacked him.
Yusarsif's chastity is admirable, but no slave can disobey the wishes of his mistress.
And such a beauty is she. Never mind. But I think Zuleika's behavior is because of Potiphar's intentions.
How come?
Kimani, one of the temple's priests was talking to me today. He told me Amenhotep and Potiphar have lost faith in Amon and want to destroy the temple.
You mean the gods made Zuleika behave so to disgrace Potiphar?
I didn't believe it either. I'm going to Ankh-Mahu, the high priest, with Kimani, to hear the story from him. Go home. I must return to the palace. Go.
As the Nile revives and plants start life again, my followers can return to life after death. This is one of my orders. Mummify your corpses so your life continues, and death cannot terminate your life. Have you not witnessed that I preserve your corpses for thousands of years in the soil? This is my will regarding the servants with whom I am pleased. Please me with your offering. Fill my temple with precious presents, so I make you eternal in the hereafter. Itihote! Amun-Ra, King of the Gods, spat dubious glances. And I read vacillation and disbelief in your eyes. I forgive you today, but from now on, your stolen and stealthy glances shall be punished by nothing other than death.
I apologize. Please, forgive me. I apologize to Amun, King of the Gods. Forgive me. Grant me absolution.
I bless you all and grant you eternal life. I retire now to my resting abode, and by resting, wash away the pain of directing and supporting my servants, and to prepare myself for guiding my servants and managing the affairs of the whole world on another day. Amun is pleased with you, his followers. Do not forget the temple and its priests. Please, Amun, with your gifts and offerings.
Your Eminence, I spoke to Apophis, the table decker of Amenhotep. I told him of the faithlessness of Amenhotep and Potiphar, but he did not believe me, so I promised him that I would bring him to you so he could hear the truth from you.
Make sure you bring him. Amenhotep must be punished. His dynasty must be annihilated from the history of Egypt. So you make sure you bring him. Potiphar has been cursed by Amun. Amenhotep must be as well.
Yes, Your Eminence.
So Eminence Ankh-Mahu is aware of the affair between Yuzarsif and Zuleika.
Yes. I heard it from Vediaman. What Zuleika did is a disgrace to Amun and the temple, so she must face retribution. However, Potiphar must not survive this shame.
After Potiphar's disgrace, it will be Amenhotep's turn. After eliminating Amenhotep, Amun shall have no more enemies.
Inform the whole city of this scandal. Potiphar must be dishonored. The people must know this. I want to tell them the symbol of Egypt's power. Potiphar has appointed a stranger to manage the palace affairs. He knows about the slave and his wife, but has kept silent.
Who guarantees that the one who appoints a stranger to be the ruler of his palace does not appoint strangers to rule the country?
Tell the people that Potiphar's chamberlain is a heathen. Tell them that Amenhotep and Potiphar want to eradicate Amun and Amun's temple. We must instigate the people to rise against his rule. Inform Potiphar that I shall go to his palace tomorrow to talk about this with him.
Yes, Your Eminence.
Potiphar must pay for his animosity towards Amun. and pay he shall.
Do you know what is happening outside this room?
What do you mean? What's happening?
The story of Yuzar Seef and you has now spread to the entire city. Everybody knows every detail.
How can that be? Who has told them? I'll find that person, and then I'll destroy them.
I don't know. But in any event, with more than two witnesses, it is impossible to keep a secret. I predicted such a day. I knew the witnesses on the night would reveal everything. Tama and Tiamini. Sitanen. Yuzar Seef.
Yuzar Seef wouldn't do such a thing.
But everybody is talking about it. This news has spread all over the city. It has become the talk of the town. Everyone considers you a frivolous, lascivious woman.
Those whose ill-famed debauchery was the talk of the town are now bragging about chastity and calling Zuleika lascivious.
But they haven't been exposed publicly, so they make use of Zuleika's defamation to purify their vile faces.
I shall reveal their real faces to them and the townspeople in a way that they may never again be able to raise their head for the embarrassment. I shall prove that had any of them been in my place, they'd have raised a scandal worse than this.
Even Ankh-Mahu, the High Priest, has been informed of this.
May the gods have mercy on me. I'm sure he will come here to humiliate and castigate me.
You're right. He's coming today to talk to Excellency Potiphar.
How will I face him? Oh, great Amon, help me.
Ankh-Mahu was pleased, right?
No, you are mistaken. His Eminence was extremely distraught.
All right. He is welcome. I will be happy to see him. You may return to the temple. Enemy of the temple's priests and Ankh-Mahu's despotism. Must now receive him in my palace and tolerate his snide remarks.
If not for my great love for you, you would have been punished severely. Had you been my wife only, I'd have given you to the executioner. But what can I do when you are Amon's wife also? You wanted to betray Amon. You must sacrifice something, and you must ask for his forgiveness! Gives you as well.
Greetings, Excellency Yuzar Seef. God's greetings to Mimisabu with his dark face but bright heart. What's going on?
Not very good news, I'm afraid. The story of you and Lady Zuleika is everywhere. It seems people have nothing to do but talk about it. Zuleika let her desire take over her, and her desire will destroy her, unless she learns to contain those desires.
Excellency Yuzar Seef,
Lady Zuleika is an intelligent, beautiful woman. How did you escape her trap?
I escaped from the fires of hell, not from her. The one who has a uniquely beautiful beloved does not fall for the likes of Zuleika. The one who sees the agony of doomsday sees Zuleika as nothing but the flames of hell's fire.
Excellency, Yuzarsif, these stories of the opening of locked doors and of babies talking, how did it happen? Some people say you used magic.
All of them were because of God's benevolence. Sometimes I thought he had left me to myself, and I was alone before Zuleika. But I saw it for myself, that he had not left me alone for a moment. And he is watching me at all times.
Who is that insolent youth who has not bowed?
That is Yuzarsif.
Where is Potiphar?
Please, go to the temple. He will join you there. Your Eminence.
Enter Excellency Potiphar and Lady Zuleika.
What has brought His Eminence Ankh-Mahu, the High Priest of Egypt, to the humble temple in our palace?
Amon is embarrassed. Amon has been mortified before its foes. Zuleika, you were the goddess of Amon Temple and one of the wives of Egypt's greatest god. What is this scandalous shame? Why did you not respect Amon?
You fell in love with a youth who is one of Amon's foes. And he has more than once argued and quarreled with the temple's priests. By offering yourself to a stranger, whose god nobody knows, you have mortified Amon before a stranger god.
Do you think that we, the priests of Amon Temple, can tolerate this shame?
Were you not the wife of Potiphar, Egypt's governor, you would have been penalized severely.
What do you have to say? What do you have to say?
I request an opportunity to defend myself. Will your eminence grant me that?
I will listen. Talk.
If you grant me a few days, I will prove my innocence.
How can you remove the shame you have caused Amon's temple?
As well as prove my innocence, my intention is to silence those who exacerbate this shame.
All right, then. We will see. Although I am quite certain that Amon's honor cannot be restored.
Bitter venom he injected into me by his snide remarks was provided by you. Otherwise, he and Petty Amon are by far less than even dogs to bark at my house!
Karimama.
Yes, my lady.
I want you to throw a big feast and invite all the aristocratic and courtier women. I have a surprise for them.
You have summoned me? You have a request?
It is not a big request. I simply ask that you wear your best clothes and look smart for tomorrow's feast. And when I call you, enter the hall, put a tray of fruit in front of me, and then leave. Will you accept my request?
Of course. As you wish, my lady.
Then you may leave. Make sure to provide soft mattresses and cushions for every guest. I want them to be comfortable. Serve them the best dishes and drinks. Make sure there are many oranges. And provide to each guest a very sharp knife. May I, Excellency Potiphar?
Tell me what you want.
I want to prove that I'm not as bad as you think I am. Will you give me the opportunity?
Why not, instead of justifying your sin, just admit it and correct your behavior?
I'm not asking for much. I request that you stand behind the feast hall tomorrow for a few minutes so that you may witness the events.
What events?
I have decided to rehabilitate my honor with the help of the Egyptian ladies. Will you accept my request?
Very well, then.
Thank you.
Thank you. I didn't want to accept her invitation. Considering her scandal, attending her feast is another scandal. But my husband, Paddy Almon, insisted I attend.
I didn't want to come either. But curiosity got the better of me. I very much like to know what happened.
I came here just to see you, Zarsif. I wanted to know for whom Zuleika has fallen so desperately.
How do you know you, Zarsif, will come to this gathering?
I would have escaped had there been a way out. Being in this satanic gathering is very painful.
Aristocrats and noble women of Egypt. Today, in this feast, the sharp blade of a knife and the thin peel of an orange will judge between us. Please take your orange when I signal to you. This is a special feast. The reason for which you will discover.
My dear guests, please enjoy your oranges. Zarsif, bring the plate. truly magnificent and handsome. I've never seen anyone so handsome.
The god of beauty.
You have seen the slave I wanted to seduce. I wanted him, but he chose virtue instead. You saw him only once, and yet see how overwhelmed you were. But I see him every single day. He parades about before my eyes every day. If you were in my place, what would you do? How would you behave?
He is an angel personified in an earthly figure.
Maybe he is a heavenly light shone on earth.
As if a heavenly being has acquired a terrestrial home.
Maybe he's one of the gods dressed as a human.
He is one of gods. He has descended onto earth so people worship him. By gods, Zuleika is justified. Yuzarsif is not an ordinary human.
You are all talking gibberish. He is a human like any of us. Now I ask you, is it wrong to be castigated for such a king-faced, angel-mannered man? Do you still reprove me and call me lascivious?
No, we admit you are not to blame. We, the women of Egypt, vilified you falsely.
That is what I wanted to prove.
Lord, grant guidance to all sinners and save me from devils.
That was the reason for today's feast. Now you may leave.
Everything. No need to explain. What do you want me to conclude?
Your conclusion should be obvious.
It is. Quite obvious! You want to say because Egyptian women cut their hands unknowingly when they saw you as a thief, that you are entitled to offer yourself to him? Do you compare your deed with the reaction of the licentious, promiscuous women of Egypt? They are like you, and you are like them. Why do you not compare yourself to the chaste women?
Find a few women of Egypt to deliver my message to Yusarsif.
My lady, should you not end this?
We are worried about your future and Excellency Potiphar's reputation.
That is none of your business. Take my message to Yusarsif in any way possible. Tell him that he must submit to my desire.
or I'll have him shackled and belittled in public. Tell him, now that he has dishonored and discredited me, I shall fight this war until the end.
Who do you think is suitable for this task, my lady?
How would I know? Whoever you can find who would dare talk to Yuzar Seef.
Oh, my lord. If thou not fend off their wiles from me, I shall incline unto them and become one of the ignorant.
It's not fair. Zuleika has paid for you with gold and loved you for many years. It is unfair to disobey her and be cruel to her.
Nothing awaits your disobedience but shackles and dungeon.
Be certain I will never give in to Zuleika's desires. If I obey her, I have disobeyed God Almighty.
All right. Choose one of us. Our desire is without a doubt not less than Zuleika's.
How contemptible you are. When I don't obey Lady Zuleika, to whom I am indebted, as my owner to commit a sin, will I obey you, strangers?
Your kind, pleasant face is indicative of your benevolent heart. It is unfair to hurt your admirers.
If you continue to talk of your desires, I shall cease to be respectful and shall be discourteous to you.
Seemingly, Excellency Yuzar Seef is ready for any penalty.
Be certain, neither we nor Zuleika will give up our desire. And we will use shackles and the dungeon for Excellency Yuzar Seef if necessary. A gift from Lady Zuleika.
One who's been raised by a prophet will not be deceived by lustful tricks. The lofty flying Huma of the heavens will not be entrapped by crows.
Greetings, Excellency Yuzar Seef.
Do not ever bow to me, Mimi Sabu.
Excellency, but I am used to bowing. I have been taught since childhood to bow to great people.
The great one that everybody must bow to is not me. He deserves bowing to. What do you want?
Nothing, really. But I did want to say something.
What was it?
Oh, yes, that's right. The woman who left your room went straight to Lady Zuleika.
Of course. They were sent by Lady Zuleika to force me to obey her. They left to report their failure. By the way, Mimi Sabu, what are those handkerchiefs for?
Why did you drop them on the floor? They are the sign of love. When people want to show their love to someone, they give or send these handkerchiefs to them. But you have dropped them on the floor. I wish someone would send me one of those. But I am yet to receive one. All right, I know. I must be going. No more talking. I understand. But, Your Excellency, that's not the way to treat delectable women.
Thank you.
within a trick. I'd have softened him had he been stone. But you, Sarsif, is harder than stone.
Our efforts are in vain.
We can't do anything with him.
Well, what do you suggest I should do? Are you sure? There is no way.
You, Sarsif, must be imprisoned.
Prison? He may appreciate your court more when he's in prison. After imprisonment, he will kiss your feet as a token of gratitude for his release.
I can't. If he is in prison, then we will be separated.
But would you like to break his obstinacy or not? It is only a punishment. Temporary imprisonment to break his stubborn streak.
Prison will break his pride.
And release him when he gives in.
Summon you, Sarsif, to my room.